Shalom Aleichem, everyone. Welcome to our weekly Mashiach Chachma Shir. Special welcome to our Torah Anytime viewers and listeners that will be'ez Hashem be joining the Shir. Parshas Toldos, Tovshin Pei Vav. So we're actually going to learn a Mashiach Chachma that is Nageya to the end of Parshas Toldos. Nageya to Perichov Ches, Psukim, Aleph, Dalid, Vav, but it's Shalaybim Kaimai, it's in Parshas Chayasara, in last week's Parsha, towards the beginning of the Parsha, Perichov Dalid, Pasuk, Gimel. So, over there in Parshas Chayasara, Avraham Avinu calls Eliezer and he says in Pasuk Gema, "Shalei sika achisha livnei mibnois hakanani asher ne'ichi yoshe bekirba." He says, "Don't take for Yitzchak a wife from the bnois hakanani." Now, Rav Meir Simcha is going to be bothered. Why is it that Avraham Avinu didn't command Yitzchak not to marry someone from Canaan? Why did he command Eliezer, Shalei sika achisha livni, mibnois hakanani? And the truth is, the Ramban over there addresses that, and Taisvis Hashalem al HaTorah, the Tor, the Rishayim are oimed and give pshatim. Why is it that Avraham Avinu was not mitzave Yitzchak directly? Why was he mitzave Eliezer? However, here in Parshas Toldos, at the end of the Parsha, Vayikra Yitzchak al Yaakov, Vayivarach Hasei, Vayitzaveyu, Vayomer Loiloi Sikach Isha Mibnois Kanan. So here, Yitzchak went and commanded Yaakov Avinu not to take Isha Mibnois Kanan. And again in Parshas Pasuk Vav, Vayar Esav, Kiverach Yitzchak is Yaakov, Vashilas, Vayaramas, Vayishayim, Vayarach Hasei, Vayitzav Alav Leimer, the Torah repeats itself again, Loi Sikach Isha Mibnois Kanan, clearly a command. So Meir Simcha over there in Parshas Chayasar says as follows: Ma'adaloitzivas Yitzchok b'noi shalo yisa ishem b'noi saknani. What the fact that Avraham Avinu did not command Yitzchok himself not to marry a isha b'noi saknani? Mikan raya lemarik hevi rama. The rama anuchus kibud avayim simin reish mem sifchav hey brings a marik that says the habein einaychayev lishmaya lo'av. The Rama says over there, if a son wants to marry a certain lady, a certain girl, and his father is moicha and does not say, it says, "I do not want you to marry her," says the Marik, there is no mitzvah of kibud av aim to listen to the parents, and the child is allowed to get married to whomever he wishes. So says Rav Meir Simcha, the Lechaira from here is a raya to the Marik, that Avraham Avinu cannot be mitzaveh Yitzchak directly, you should not marry a isha mibnei zakanani, because if Yitzchak finds a wife that he feels from the bnei zakanani wants to marry, he's taken amachuyiv to listen to him. So because of that, he went to Eliezer, go find a wife, and I'm going to tell you which wife to find, and I'm going to tell you that I want you to make sure she's not from the bnei zakanani. But to go directly to Yitzchak, the fact that he commands him not to do it would not obligate Yitzchak midin kibud av aim to listen to his father, like it says in the Marik, Mikan Raya Lemarik Hevir Rama. Now before we go further, Rav Dom over here, he brings from the Sefer Meir Dachya, from Mordechai Yofe Schlesinger, the Bezdin of Tel Aviv, who brings this Mashiach Chachma, and he says that L'chaira, if you're Ma'ayin in the Lashon of the Marik himself, you'll see that the only time the Marik is referring, saying a child does not have to listen to his father, is if the Isha is Haygenes Leben. It's a proper wife for the son. So then, if the father has some crankite, some reason why he doesn't want him to marry her, but really there's nothing, it's Haygenes Lai. She's a proper lady, so then the child's not mechuyev to listen. So it sounds like, says the Meir Dachya, it sounds like that if it's not Hegenes Loi, and it's not it's his marriage is going to cast some type of busha v'cherpa on him or on his family. So even the Marik will hold that the father has a right and the child has to listen. Al tzkibud avayim. Memela, if Avraham Avinu was afraid that by Yitzchak marrying from the Bnei Saknani, perhaps she will make him stray from being proper, and that's why he doesn't want him to marry from the Bnei Saknani. So if that's true, L'chayre Yitzchak would have to listen to Avraham Avinu because it's not Isha Higenisli. So if that's true, we're back to a question. Now the truth is, he brings, that if you look in the Stei Chemed, and Ataka looked it up, in Kuntres HaKlalim Areches Chaf, Ois Kuf Mem Zayin, that the Stei Chemed says, B'Pshitus. The Pshitus that the Marik and the Rama are only referring to when the son wants to take Isha Higenes Loi, and the Av is Ma'akiv Al Yodai. But if the son wants to take Isha She'eino Higenes Loi, Avadi is Mechuyiv to listen to the Macha of his father, and he brings that the Sefer Hasidim in Tavkuf Samach Dalet says that Mefurish, that this is only referring to when it's Isha Higenes Loi. Isha Higenes Loi. So L'chayr, if that's true, and Rav Meir Simcha will agree to that, so we have to understand exactly what's going on here in Rav Meir Simcha, why he's saying that this is a riot to the Marik, and Yitzchak would not have had to listen to Avraham Avinu al tzkibudav. So Rav Dom wants to say a chiddush. And I'm just throwing it out there for food for thought. He himself is not 100% sure. And he says, L'chayra, maybe we could say, and this is what we had in last week's share, based on the Meshech Chachma and the end of Parshas Vayera, that the Meshech Chachma over there says that the reason why Avraham Avinu said to Yitzchak, or sent Eliezer and said, L'isika achisha mibnei saknani, he brings Rabbeinu Nissim, the Ran and the Drashas, that says that even though Lavan was an Eved Avodah Zarah, however, he would rather have Yitzchak marrying from a family of Avodah Zarah than from the Bnei Saknan. Why? Because when it comes to Avodah Zarah, the Ran writes, again, Rav Meir Simcha says, we mentioned it last week, and I'll read his Lashon in a moment, but he says, Kedivrei Rabbeinu Nissim b'Droshei, and these are the words of Rabbeinu Nissim. Now when it comes to Avodah Zarah, for example, that's a person has Bechira. Bechira to choose to do what's right and what's wrong. However, and therefore the fact that Lavan is Avin Avodah Zarah, that's his choice. If we find a girl who's Matim, and she chose not to serve Avodah Zarah, Sadarabah, she's a Tzadekis. Right? Mashen Kain, when it comes to Tchunis, Nafshias, when it comes to Midois, Nimshachis, Mishtal Shalais, Me'avas Labanim. Those are genetic. Those go Me'avas Labanim. It's not necessarily 100% of Avodah is always Bechira to go against your Teva, but it's a much harder thing to do. So therefore, says the Ran, since the Bnei Kanan were Mutboim Tchunis Rois, they had bad Midois, the Avos chose to stay away from them, lisrachik b'hem, ulistabik b'misha inay mutva b'oisen atchunas harayis. And that's what Meir Simcha is saying over there, that shame piled ice. Shame had an effect in Charan, in Aram Narayim, in those places, to get rid of midais rice. The midais hanishchasai, so before the Mabul, shame's job after the Mabul was to eradicate them. And it worked. And that's why, says Meir Simcha, Be'eretz Charan Shasham Haimidus Loi Bashchasa Kisham Palu Shem Ve'ever Lachen Tziv Avram Likach Isha Livnoi Misham, like Rabbeinu Nissim says in Drosh Hei. So says Rav Dom, if that's true, so what happens if you have a lady here from the Bnei Saknan and Yitzchak Avinu finds a woman that is Higenes Loi, she's a Tzadekis, she doesn't serve Avodah Zarah, she's a Tzadekis, but what's the Chisaron? The chisaron that Avraham Avinu was worried about is that in her DNA, there's midas mishchasas that she'll pass on to her children. Could a father be moich on that? It's hygienis loy. You found mamash at tzadekis. But there's some DNA genetic midas rois bashchasa that Avraham Avinu's worried about. How does that fit in to the Marik? Assuming the Rav Meir Simcha agrees that the Marik holds that a father could be Moicha, and his son is Mechuyiv to listen to him. When it's Eino Hegenes Loi, what about in this situation? Because Rav Meir Simcha holds that what was wrong with the Benois Canaan wasn't necessarily in their actions. You can find someone who's a tzaddikus, but the problem was in their teva, in their midos that go b'teva. Those tchunos that go b'teva that she's going to give over to her children. What about that? What about that? Maybe Lamaisa Tzaygenes Loi. Father doesn't have a right to say that. Especially before, the way the Meir Adachi wanted to say is, because if it's Eino Hegenes Loi, it's a cherpa and a bizayin for the family. Well, there's no cherpa bizayin now for the family, because he's worried about some genetic midas. Is he allowed to be Meicha on that? Yesh Ladun, that's what Rav Dom wants to taina. And he says, and I looked it up as well, the Stechemet brings from the Chuvas Divrei Mordechai, it's actually the drashas of the Divrei Mordechai, from Rav Mordechai Galanti. In the Gedolim share, we mentioned Rav Moshe Galanti. The Rav Moshe Galanti was the father, who was the father-in-law of Rav Moshe Chagiz. I'm sorry, of the Halachas Ketanis, Rav Yaakov Chagiz, the grandfather of Rav Moshe Chagiz. That was Rav Moshe Galanti Asheni. His grandfather was the first Rav Moshe Galanti from Tzvas. His father was Rav Mordechai Galanti. And in those shuvas over there, where the drushes, he's misupuk. Let's say there's an isha haguna. But the parents of the guy says, of the man says, that they're afraid that she's going to be mitzayir them, v'ta'atzev es rucham api midoiseho. Is he mechuyiv to listen or not? So she's isha haguna, but the parents say something rubs us wrong, her midois. So Rav Dom wants to shtel tzu, maybe this is what we're referring to over here. Now Grada over there, he doesn't say this, he says Yesh Lion, but if you look over there, the Divrei Mordechai comes out. No, he Avada, they could be Moicha as well. Now again, I want to point out that maybe that is because Lamaisa is causing them pain right now. Her midas are not refined midas, even though she's Haguna to the son. But Avraham Avinu was going to find for Yitzchak, or Yitzchak was going to find Isha Haguna Loi, her midas today are good. She's not going to be Ma'atzev Avraham Avinu, but he's more worried about the Tchunas HaNefesh. They're going to go to the next generation. Could he also be Moicha on that? Even Rav Dom says, V'yesh Laim etzorachian. Food for thought. Okay. This is very geschmack. But Rav Meir Simcha is telling us, a riot to the Marik. So if that's true, now that the reason Avraham wasn't mitzavi Yitzchak is because he's not mechuyev to listen to him, Fractor Meir Simcha, Umad Tziva Yitzchak li Yaakov, even our parsha Yitzchak commanded Yaakov leisik achisha mimreiz kanan, l'chayra, he's not mechuyev to listen to him. Because you can't just look at the first pasuk in Perek, Chav Ches Pasuk Aleph, where he told him, don't loisik achisha. You have to go to pasuk Dalid that says, V'itin l'chaz birkas Avram. Hashem should bless you and give you the birkas Avram. L'cha ulizaracha itach, you and your children. L'rish l'chaz eretz megurecha, to be yorish the land. Hashanosan alikim l'Avram. What's that referring to? Says Rav Meir Simcha, v'zeh kosuv, you got to look back. In Perek Yud Zayin, Pasuk Ches. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Avraham Avinu, I'm giving you the bris. Giving you bri, v'akimoyi says brisi, we're going to make a covenant. Beinu v'einecha, l'day reitz on the bris oylam, li'ayis l'cha le'likim. I'm going to be a God for you, l'zarecha acharecha. And I'm going to give l'cha l'zarecha acharecha, it's eretz megurecha. I'm going to give them eretz kanan, v'yisi lohem le'likim. Upirshu b'soif perik noisim al anusa. In Yevamos Kuf Amud Beis, the Gemara over there says, if you're going to darshin loy ulazare acharav by kehanim, so what are you going to do with the pasuk that we just read? Liyos l'chale l'kim l'zacharecha acharecha. The Gemara darshin l'zare acharav means miyuchis acharav. On l'zare acharav means I'm giving it to you and those who are your children who, genealogically, they're miyuchis acharav. So what does it mean by Avraham Avinu? Hasam kamizar le rachmana. The Rabbeinu Shalom is warning Avram. Hachi kamarle. I'm sorry. My kamaz le rachmana. Hachi kamarle. Loi sinzav ivedis kechavim v'shivcha de leilezel zarech basra. The Gemara says he's Hakadosh Baruch Hu was telling him, don't marry a guy or a shivcha, because if a man marries a guy or a shivcha, the children are not considered his children, they're considered Gaisha children, or Avadim children. You don't want your children to go after her, they're not called your children. Now, so says Rav Meir Simcha, a big chiddush here, a big chiddush, and we'll see in a moment a lashon of the Netziv, big chiddush. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu told that to Avraham Avinu, he was telling him, make sure to marry, not to marry an Eved or a Shivcha, so that your children will be miyuchas acharecha. For what? For what? Liyos l'chal elekim l'zarecha acharecha, v'nosati l'chal l'zarecha eseres megurecha. Because I'm going to give to your children Eretz Yisrael. Ah, so the t'nai, to be zaycha to birchas Avraham Avinu to getting Eretz Yisrael, it has to be zarecha miyuchas acharecha. Imkein hu t'nai. There's a condition here. In order to be Yerush Eretz Yisrael, you have to marry someone who is Zaracha Acharecha. V'chein Amar lo Yitzchak. So therefore Yitzchak is telling Yaakov Avinu, he's not commanding him al tzadin tzivoy of who to marry. He's telling him, Shalei sikach mi b'nai saknani. Don't take from the b'nai saknani. V'yochel alecha birchas Avram, and if you don't marry B'nai Zaknani, you'll be zeichet to birchas Avram linchol haaretz, to inherit the land k'mayshanos and Hashem l'Avram al tnai zeh, because Hashem gave it to Avram Avinu al tnai. So he's saying a chiddush: the B'nai Zaknani are like avadim, they're like avadim, they're not yidden, they're like shivcha. They're avadim, right? Like Eliezer was a Kenani. He was an Eved. Eved is not, Kenan is Urur. They're not called Yidden, or they can't become Yidden. They're considered Goyim. If that's true, he's telling him, if you're going to marry one of them, I can't command you not to, but your children won't be Miyuchas Acharecha. And if your children are not Miyuchas Acharecha, you're not going to be Zeichet Eretz Yisrael of Birchas Avram. So he was telling him, if you want to be zoicha to birchas Avram, and that's what the pasuk when you read the psukim, vayitzav olav leimar, vayitzaveu vayomer loisikach isham ibnayis kanan. Don't I take? Why shouldn't you take from ibnayis kanan? Because I want you to be zoicha v'itan lachas birchas Avram lecha ulizaracha itach. For those zaracha, your children have to be miyuchas acharecha. You're marrying avadim, kananim are avadim. You're not going to be miyuchas acharecha. They're not going to be miyuchas acharecha. You won't get birchas Avram. And therefore continues Meir Simcha Mishum Ze Omar. So that's why in Pasuk Vav it says Vayar Esav Kiberach Yitzchak Yaakov Vishilach Yisai Baden Aram Laklach Aslay Misham Isha Bivarcha Yisai Gave Him Bracha Vayitzav Alav Leimer Leisikach Isham Ibnais Knan. Why did Torah have to say a second time Vayitzav? Well, what's this Vayitzav? She'ein Ze Mitzvah Shemichuy L'chabed Es Aviv. The Vayitzav Alav is not the mitzvah, a command al Tzkibud Av. Rak Tznai. It's a Tznai. Bivarcha Yaisa Vayitzav Alav Leimar. It goes together. Esav Soa Bivarcha Yaisa. He blessed him. In the bracha. What's the bracha? That you should be Zaycha to Birchas Avram. Vayitzav Alav Leimar. Lesi Kachisham Ibn Reis Kanan. Rak Tznai Bivarcha Yaisa. Shelo Im Lo Yishmai Lo Bazef. He doesn't listen. Ein Abracha Kayemes. Uchamay Shekasavti Bar. So Meir Simcha saying a Meir the Kapshat over here. That leisikach isha mibnayis kanan, that Yitzchok was being mitzaveh, it wasn't midin kibudav. We know already, like the Marik, he's not mechuyev to. That's why Avram wasn't mitzaveh Yitzchok himself, he was only mitzaveh Eliezer. But here he was telling him, Avram Avinu, the bracha of Zabizoicha, to Birchas Avram, to get the land of Eretz Yisrael is only lezarecha. Only if you have children, miyuchas acharecha. That can't be from Benayis Kanan. They're avadim, they're shvachas. You can't, they're not miyuchas acharecha. They're miyuchas after her. Like HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Avraham Avinu when he promised to give him the land. That if you want the land, it's only lezarecha. If they're miyuchas acharecha, as the Gemara Yevamos is telling us, that he was telling him, if you want this to happen, don't marry Isha from a shivcha, don't marry a guy. You got to marry someone who's miyuchas acharecha. So therefore, Avram Yitzchak is telling him, you want to be zeicha to birchas Avram? A tznai is, loisikach Isha. And that's what Esav saw. Bivarcha Yisai, when he blessed him, and in the blessing he told him, it'll only work if loisikach Isha mibnais kanan. Mayridika pshat, or Meir Simcha saying, Rav Dom says that he found in the Meshiv Dover in the Tziv, in Simen Chelek Dalit, Simen Ayin Hei, there's a tshuva, Nebuch Maisa, Isha fell to Yibum, and the brother-in-law was a mummer, and a shtarka, and he refused to give Yibum or Chalitza, and the shaila was, if this was the only brother, if a mummer is zoikik liyibam, meaning to say, maybe she's not mechuyevin yibam at all. She doesn't need yibam or chalitza, nothing, because such a brother is not the parsha of yibam. So in the middle of the tshuva he brings from a psak from the Goinim, Sefer Chem de Gnuzi Yesh psak Rav Neturoi Goin, that he brings our Gemara in Yevamos we just quoted, that it says, don't marry Kusis or Shivcha, that her children shouldn't go after her. Ve'ena pirish du'az hara lisser nesiyas ksusis shivcha. The Gemara there doesn't mean this is the isser of marrying a guy. Because if that's true, so how come the Gemara in Avodah Zarah had to bring a different pasuk? Ki yasser includes other umas ha'ilam. And also, why does it say don't marry her? L'chayra should say don't have beer with her. That's the isser. Like it says in Kedushin, le'ichal zaroi, abilas chalol b'chlal isser. Ela le'mayri kra be'isser. Ela b'yerushas ha'aretz. He mamash says like Meir Simcha, pshat in the Gemara. This is pshat in the Gemara. There in Kavayim is kuf. It's not, even the Gemara is not referring to an isser being told to Avraham Avinu. It's talking about to be zoicha to Yerushas Haaretz. Uchadisa gam came by Rabbi Yonasei, lo yisazer shimucha zacharecha, v'nosati l'chas Haaretz, and therefore, don't marry a shivcha, shem bon of Yarshim Yisai. V'lamdu agoinim, just a side point. So the goinim took from that. The pasuk also says that we read over there in Lech Lecha, liyos lecha leloikim, that a kaifer b'Hashem is not yerish min ha-Torah. He brings a tshuva, so Rush disagrees with this, but the Gainim hold, a kaifer b'Hashem is not yerish his father. Because in the same pasuk that says about Yerushas Haaretz, that it has to be someone that is miyuches acharecha, not from a guy or a shivcha, says liyos lecha leloikim. Liyos lecha leloikim. We'll get to that in a moment. But liyos lecha leloikim, someone who's a kaifer, is not miyuches acharav. And therefore he wants to come out that she's not zakuk to yibum, this kaifer here, this kaifer. I don't know what the end of the tshuva is. he keeps on going. So this is very similar to what Rav Meir Simcha was saying. Just Rav Don points out, so if you look in the Netziv and Hamik Dover, here at the end of Toldos, on those words, Vayitzav, Vayitzaveyu, and Vayitzav, he gradually seems to say it was a command. Sounds like it was a Pashat, and Pashat Pshat learns his command, not like Rav Meir Simcha saying of Tanai Haaretz, but that's just an interesting Hara. I just want to tell you another very geshmaka thing. So, it's a Siyata Dishmaya, like always. This morning I was up early, and I decided to figure out which Meshech Chachma we're going to say today. So, I ended up picking this one. And even though it's Shalom Kaimai, but we'll talk about Lazarecha Acharecha, and so on and so forth. And then I went to Shul, and I started my Seder before davening, holding the Masechta Yevamos. And I'm glad a blot behind of my schedule, so to speak. The last few days, I kept on being a blot behind. So I opened up to the blot I was holding in, which is Mem Beis Amin Alpha Yevamos. And the first Gemara I learned, the Gemara says over there, there's a halacha of Havchana. Meaning to say, after a lady gets divorced, her husband dies, or so on and so forth, she has to wait 3 months before she's able to remarry. Why? Because if she becomes pregnant, we're not sure. Maybe it's from her first husband, maybe it's from her second husband, and it causes issues. So the Gemara says, by Yevama, it's a problem, because if it's from her first husband, then she's not chayv in Yibum, and that means she married her brother-in-law, Be'isser. So Avadi, you have to wait to make sure that it's okay. So other women, what's the big deal? So she marries a second husband, so we don't know 100% who's the father of this child. Why do you have to have a 3-month wait? Our pasuk we just read in Lech Lecha, liyos lecha leloikim ulezarecho acharecho, to be for you for a god ulezarecho acharecho. Lahavchin bein zarei shalrishin lezarei shalsheni. The Torah is telling us you have to be mavchin lezarecho acharecho. You got to know who's your child. So you have to know which one is zarei shalrishin, zarei shalsheni. Zok to Rashi, a paladik a thing. Now, once again, so this just jumped out at me. I said, oh, mamish, this is the pasuk we're talking about. So Simin Taiv, that we should taka learn this Meshech Chachma. But then, we just saw that the Netziv says that the Gainim are Medaik in the words Liyos Lecha Leloikim Ulezarecho Acharecho. Zok to Rashi, Apel to Karashi. She'ein Ashchina Shoyre Ela Al Havadoim. Liyos Lecha Leloikim is telling you that the Shechina is Shoyre. And who? And people who we know the Yichus. She'zarei Miyuchus Acharecho. But children, as the Gemara says in the Darim, b'nei irvuvya, we don't know who the father is, Uvarusi michem hamoridim apayishim. Hashem says, no, I separate you. The Shekhinah is not Shaira. So when you plug it back into the Gemara is saying an unbelievable thing. You have to know who the Father is. Liyos l'chal le'lekim. So Shekhinah should be Shaira in Klal Yisrael. I'm going to get to it in a moment. Now, it jumped out at me, Moridik Rashi. So I looked in the back of the Gemara, any Mefarshim on this Rashi, and I saw that one of the Mefarshim, I think the Meir Nesiv, he says, Lamed Zayin Amad Aleph, Dibra Maschil Rishon. So I looked back, and Lamed Zayin Amad Aleph, and over there, the Gemara talks about a lady who Taka got married, had Yibum within 3 months, and a baby was born. So Gemara says, that baby is Zichar Kosher. Because either it was from the first husband, it was Kosher, or if he didn't have any children, so there was Yibam, and it's the second husband, and it's Kosher. But if they stay together and they have a second child, so that child's a problem. Because on the tzad that the first child was from the first husband, she wasn't Chayav and Yibam, and she's married to her brother-in-law, kid's a mamzer. On the tzad that it's the first child was her from her second husband, so then the second child is a kosher. So the Gemara says, the Rishon Roy Eliyah is Kayin Gadol, he's kosher and he can even be a Kayin Gadol, and the Sheni is a Mamzer Misafik. Says Rashi, Rishon, the Safik Hava, the Rishon is a Safik, we'll never know who his father really is, but either way he's for sure kosher. Rishon, Safik Hava, Roy Eliyah is Kayin Gadol Memanav Shach, because he's a kosher, there's no problem. So I think what the Meir Nesiv is trying to ask Akasha, it's true that he is a kosher, but to be a Kayin Gadol, we just said that Ein Ashchina Sharel Avadoim. Ein Ashchina Sharel Avadoim. So he's being Ma'irer, a Kayin Gadol is a person who's Shchina Sharel Av. You want to say he's kosher, okay. But to call him, say he's royally as Kayin Gadol, well, L'chaira, the Shchina won't be Sharel on such a person. That seems to be the Ha'ara. That seems to be the Ha'ara. So I was very excited this morning. I was in the Kailo for Seder. I went to Rav Hirschfeld and I told him, I want to tell you some fresh Torah from this morning. Mamash Yat Yishmai, I told him this. So he was looking at it and he says, first of all, you see a Mar de Gazach. You see that when it comes to marriage, a person's supposed to get married for what? Liyos l'chal elokim. For Ashras Hashchina. A marriage is not just to produce ksherim. This child is a kosher. He's a kosher. There's nothing wrong with him. Whether he's the first husband, the second husband, the kosher. It's not enough. When you get married, Havchana is telling us marriage is not just about having ksherim children. It's Ashras Hashchina and you and your children. Oh, so what do we do with this Kayin Gadol? So we came up together, came out, a Geshmak Epshat. Lemais, at the end of the day, he's a kosher. Is he really as Kayin Gadol? Does it say somewhere in the Torah that a Kayin Gadol has to be someone who we know, Derech Agav, the Shechina's Shairanim? No. The halacha is the man is a kosher. There's no psul at all. No pigam at all. No pigam at all. So the Torah is telling you, you can't mix that with halacha. Why does it say over here, Rishon really as Kayin Gadol? If you look in the Yerushalmi, it says Rishon kosher. No, Rishon really as Kayin Gadol. Because yes, we don't know who his father is. But don't say anywhere in halacha that that's a problem with being a Kayin Gadol. So therefore, Adarabba, the Rashi is telling us, Safik who royally is Kayin Gadol Mamanav Shach. Now, could be, if the Chazal, Sanhedrin, had a choice between two Kayanim Gedolim, two choices, and one of them was this guy, and one of them was another, this person, one was another person, and we happen to know the Shechina won't be Sheiran, he'll be Sheina on the other person, maybe they would pick it. But in halacha, there's really nothing wrong with him. Avad Israeli is Kayin Gadol. Avad Israeli is Kayin Gadol. And that means to say, Avad L'chatchila, we make Havchana. Why? Because we want, our goal is, Lahashri Shechina, and every person in Klal Yisrael. B'dievet, if it wasn't done, there's absolutely, the Gemara is telling us, Royli is Kayin Gadol. There's nothing wrong with the child. There's nothing wrong with the child in Halacha, he's Roy Afil Eliyah is Kayin Gadol, after it happened. Avada, our goals in the beginning are to do the best as possible to bring Shechina to every person in Klal Yisrael. But if that didn't happen, for whatever reason, you have to be halachadik. Halachadik is, he's a kosher, 1,000% he's a kosher. But, at the same time, we look to ensure that every person will have You should have Ashras Hashchina in your life, and your children should be Zaychat Ashras Hashchina Lizaracha Acharecha. Mayra de Kapshat, I think, here at Rabbi Sai. Besuki Midvash, have a wonderful day, and Kol Tov.